This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
For hundreds of years, anthropologists have studied the social relationships of human beings, and none have been more confounding than what they call the different strokes effect.
Get it?
Meet Jade Gulliver, a charmingly low-maintenance, amicable sci-fi fan and avid podcaster. And David Lim, a top model strutting, goldfish-loving, walking jukebox. So, can you handle the difference? Get ready for Different Strokes.
Cause it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave.
Jade, I'm absolutely beside myself and a bit gutted this morning because it's obvious, and you guys can hear in my voice, I'm not exactly a symbol of health and well-being right now at this minute. And I'm a little devastated because I can't go to work today. And it might sound like, oh, Dave, you know, you sound like you're trying too hard at work. You know, do you really want to be at work? Like, you know, kick back or do something.
Yeah.
But Jade, there's something very special planned at work today.
Yeah.
It's a social event that I'm a little disappointed to be missing out on. My boss is taking the entire team out to the movies this arvo. Can you believe that?
The one day that you don't want to miss, you know, be off sick is the day that something social is happening.
Something social, something fun. Apparently the whole team's going to go watch The Dictator, which is interesting coming from your boss, you know, suggesting that. A little bit of subtext there. But Jade, what about group outings at work? Is this something that a lot of people do? Is this something you do at your workplace?
No.
No? Do you like socialising with your workmates?
Look, as you've been to a lot of events of mine, so some of the people who are directly in my team will often come to, you know, parties or whatever that I hold at my house. But I don't know, generally speaking, I get a bit weird about spending social time with my boss.
Yeah. It's a little different when it's just your colleagues, but when your boss is there, you kind of have to be well behaved. And this is well within work hours. So really, you're still in work clothes.
Yeah.
You're just going to the movies down the road and, you know, there's no beer or anything involved, so you can't really relax. Not that I'm saying that I usually need booze to relax around my colleagues, but it's different.
It's interesting because, like, you know, for me, I don't want to be that person that kind of just goes, you know, I'll talk to my boss about work and, you know, maybe the football, but that's it. Like, you know, anything beyond that, I'm just like, I'm not going to go and spill my entire personal life. That's not my...
Do you ask your boss, oh, what are you up to this weekend? And, you know, make small talk like that?
My boss does that to me, but I don't like to do that. I don't know. I've got...
Does it feel like you're prying?
It does. It feels like I'm prying. It feels like it's a barrier. You know, you need to... I like to have barriers.
Okay, fair enough. You see, the head of our department, she often asks, you know, oh, what are you doing this weekend? Or she would just come right out and just say, this is what I'm doing this weekend. And I always feel like if I were to respond, it's going to be very blatantly obvious, A, how poor I am compared to her. Because she's like, oh, I'm going to this, you know, luxury place in this place. Oh, I've got a beach house here. I've got a penthouse there. So I think I'll spend my weekend there, you know, get a masseuse, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just thinking, that's really fabulous, darling. I'm just going to stay home and blog.
That was Zoe Bardwe. Carry Me Home.
Carry Me Home. Look, it's definitely a song for like Sunday mornings for me, because given the amount of partying I do, you know, on Friday nights and Saturday nights, I do need someone to carry me home sometimes. I can see that confusion on your face, Jade, because you're like, why would he need someone to carry him home? It's like, obviously, you know, I'm exhausted from dancing all night long.
Yeah.
There's no other rationale for that.
I totally understand it, Dave, but also maybe you need to like wear more comfortable shoes.
Jade, it's not like I wear heels or anything. I mean, nowadays when it comes to going out clubbing and all that, I like to wear my lesbian hiking boots.
Yep.
I like to think that they bring all the boys to the yard. It attracts all the bears. But they are a bit more comfortable. So I used to have these, you know, really big white pair of Adidas, which I'm wearing right now, but they're just so not right for dancing. Mm-hmm. They look like big, comfortable shoes, Jade, but something about the infrastructure inside these shoes do not facilitate for dancing.
I have a similar type of shoe to that too. Same sort of thing. Like, you know, I can wear them, but I don't think they would be my dancing shoes.
No, they're not
straight
dancing
Converse.
Shoes. Yeah. Oh, Converse are the, Converse, are they comfortable for dancing, Joe?
I think so.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I don't own Converse anymore because I feel like they're kind of a thing of the past. I know you're going to cut me. I'm getting daggers from across the panel,
you're
you guys.
You're kidding me. They're timeless.
I don't know. For me, Converse are done because I did Converse when I was like first year uni and all that. So, and I'm a long way from first year uni now. So I'm not looking back, Jade. You need to move on.
No.
Speaking of dancing shoes and all that, this week's music pick of the week is my choice. And I've got Alexandra Burke's new single, Let It Go. Now, Jade, just to fill you in, Alexandra Burke won UK X Factor a number of years ago. And she, I feel, is one of the best female vocalists to have emerged out of the competition there. I mean, a lot of people know Leona Lewis. I feel like Alexandra Burke will be second best in terms of global appeal.
Yep.
Unfortunately for Alexandra, she hasn't had very much success here in Australia. She did come here briefly a couple of, maybe last year or the year before, and she even did a Joy interview. So she was promoting her first album at the time, Overcome, and that was a huge success in the UK, Jade. But with this new song, Let It Go, I feel like she's going in a more dance direction. And dance really is the flavour of the moment. So if you're a pop music listener, if you love your top 40 stuff, you would have noticed that as well. So it's no surprise that Alexandra's gone in this direction. Unfortunately, the previous single, Elephant, which was a dance track as well, didn't really sit very well with the public. So I feel like, you know what?
Elephant?
Yeah.
Do you think it might be a naming issue? No, it's just...
Does Elephant sound like a song you want to get down to? I think it's one of those intelligent, you know, emotionally charged dance songs that has really good lyrics. You know, talking about there's an elephant in the room, we should talk about it, blah, blah, blah. But it's not necessarily a raving kind of music.
Yeah.
Let It Go, which is a single I'm about to play now, feels more emancipatory, if that's a word. Mm-hmm. So it feels like a really just straight up dance production, feel good lyrics, very simple to catch on. So hopefully this will do much better. The song is produced by Cutfather, who has produced songs for Mel C and Kylie. And it's going to be taken from her second album, Heartbreak on Hold, which comes out on 4th of June in the UK. So stay tuned for an Aussie release.
Joy 94.9.
Welcome to Different Strokes Online. Log in to hear Jade and Dave's perspectives on online media.
The internet should not be used as a high-tech babysitter. We need to make sure that when our kids surf the web, they don't drown.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave. It is 11 minutes past 7.
Jade, all throughout the week, I've been seeing my Facebook timeline bombed. And I might have been a perpetrator myself, but I've been seeing my Facebook timeline bombed with things from Spotify.
Yes.
I have a lot of friends joining up and, you know, wanting to share tracks with me and things of that nature. What on earth is going on?
Yeah, well, see, Spotify basically is an online music streaming system. But it's funny, Dave, I remember us having a conversation, I mean, it must be over a year ago, about, you know, oh, well, maybe we should talk about Spotify on our show, you know, because it was at the time had been launched in the UK and the US. And we were like, you know, they've been talking about this whole time. Oh, there's going to be an Australian launch and going to be an Australian launch. And months and months have gone past since then. We finally got it, Dave. Basically, they're saying their version is going to be focused on Australian music.
Okay, that's good.
Which is good because you don't want a system that's set up for America, really. Like, you want to be able to access what you're hearing on the radio or whatever. So you can do two things. you can talk about playlists because I know how you love a playlist. But for me, what I've really enjoyed about it is I can search for an artist and, you know, it might have been something I heard on the radio or it might be someone, you know, that someone had recommended to me, but I'm not sure if I want to go buy the whole album yet. I can go search for them. I can play it and go, oh, yeah, that sounds good. Now I'll
go buy it.
So
it lets you listen to the songs and in some cases the full albums.
Yes.
For free.
Yes.
I mean, there's a free version, there's a paid version. So we'll quickly touch on that later. But
yeah.
What's been cool about Spotify for me is that I love creating playlists. I like sharing my playlists.
Mm-hmm.
I think my playlists are the bomb.
Yeah.
I have different mood-based playlists and all that. So for me, the first thing I did when I went on Spotify is to actually publish my playlist. So it syncs up with your iTunes and whatnot, and you might have playlists already up on there. So you could just publish them then and there. So I'm looking forward to people strutting
yeah.
to my playlist
yeah.
and things of that nature. But for you, Jade, it's been kind of cool for you to discover new artists and all that. And one of the cool things is that I get to share tracks with Jade so
yeah.
and whoever else that's on Spotify as well. I get to recommend tracks for them to listen to.
Yeah.
Because we like sharing our music.
We totally do. We like, and, you know, in the past it's been like, oh, well, you have to go here and listen to it. But now you can just send out a share thing.
Yeah. Now, what's the difference between the free version
yeah, so
and the paid
there's
one?
There's actually three levels to Spotify. There's the free version, which is the difference really is that it's ads. There are ads. If you pay for the basic version, which I believe is about $6.99 a month, which makes it the cheapest of. So there's several other online
okay.
music streaming sites available in Australia. So that it, and that basically removes your ads. And then there's a premium version, which offers a higher bit rate. So you can actually you know, it's streaming faster. And then the other bit is that it gives you the ability to sync your tracks to your mobile device. This is actually the good advantage here, so that you can play music offline. So you could sync it to your mobile and then you can play.
So it doesn't run
music
on the internet the
so
whole
it's
time.
Not, yeah. So, you know.
Which is good.
We were talking about there's an app version plus there's also the desktop version. Like
yep.
to be able to sync it. You know, it's obviously a good example.
And it makes music portable in that sense
yeah.
as well, rather than, oh, you know, I can only listen to these songs when there's internet connection and whatnot.
Yeah.
So definitely go check it out if you're a music lover, especially if there's a free version happening, which is the one I'm on.
Yeah.
So I'm down for anything free, Jade.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
that. If it's free, it's me. You're listening to Different Strokes with Jade and Dave on Joy 94.9. Coming up after this, Jade, we're going to talk about embarrassing childhood hobbies.
Yeah.
Because I know I was a daggy kid. And I've got some skeletons in my closet that I need to confess.
Okay.
Hello, this is the voice of Kate Miller-Heidke and you're listening to Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Different Strokes here on Joy. Isn't that lovely of Kate Miller-Heidke to pop in and say, this is the voice of Kate Miller-Heidke?
She just popped in for those 10 seconds, now she's back out again.
She's back out again. I mean, she's got things to do. She's a busy woman, Jade. In any case, look, Jade, this week you and I, we were reminiscing on some of our embarrassing, like we're talking stuff I've never told anyone. I don't even think my parents know about this.
Yeah.
We're talking about embarrassing childhood hobbies.
Yeah.
Now, Jade, as a child, and I think this even extended way up to God, longer than it should have, extended way up to year 9 or 10.
Mm-hmm.
Can you believe it? I was a teenager when I was doing this. So one of the embarrassing childhood hobbies that I had was making scrapbooks. Now, we're not talking just your regular kind of scrapbooks. I was making my own entertainment guide
yeah.
every week. Like, I would go out.
Well, you've always loved magazines, Dave.
I have always loved magazines. And this kind of shows the root of my passion for journalism,
mm-hmm.
my passion for magazine editing and all that. It literally started back when I was a kid. You know, I used to pick up the newspapers. I used to pick up the free Sanity magazine. Do you remember when Sanity was a store?
Yeah, yeah.
And it was happening?
Yeah.
And it had their own free publications. So I used to pick up those magazines. I used to, you know, buy smash hits and whatnot from my pocket money.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't very often, Jay, because I didn't have a lot of pocket money. So a lot of the times, some friends would donate their old, unused, pre-loved.
So you weren't embarrassed enough not to tell your friends?
I didn't tell them what I was doing with it.
Oh, you were just like,
I was just bumming smash hits magazines off them.
Most people are, you know, standing at the canteen asking for money to buy like a sausage roll or something. You're like, you got a free smash hits.
You got a free smash hits. I mean, my school was pretty rough. So there were like some kids bumming for cigarettes. I was bumming for like, you know, pop music magazines. So So, story of my life, I would grab these magazines, I would go home, and I would have sheets and sheets of A3 paper, Jade. Mm-hmm. Don't even know where they came from. I probably bummed them as well. Such a little thug. So I've got sheets and sheets of A3 paper, and I used to just cut up my favorite articles, my favorite reviews. Mm-hmm. Sometimes if there's like a full page ad for one of my favorite albums, I would stick it in.
Would you ever write your own content?
No, I wasn't up to the point of writing my own content
yet. You were
yet.
Just editing.
I was just editing. I was compiling. I like the idea of the way magazines are structured. I like the columns. I like the bite-sized things. So I was doing that with glue and everything. And I don't think my parents ever noticed. I never showed it to them or anything. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go home tonight, Jade. I'm going to take pictures of these scrapbooks because they're still there.
Yeah.
You know, articles of Cosima DeVito and Brandy.
Yeah.
And the Spice Girls. Yeah.
I've got an X-Files one. I should take a photo of it. We'll post them on our website.
That is so, like, just daggy, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Just looking back at those things. In any case, we want to know, you guys, if you had any embarrassing childhood hobbies, let us know.
Text us 0427-JOY949 or email us on air at joy.org.au. This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave. It's 22 minutes to 8. Dave, we're talking embarrassing childhood hobbies.
And you know what? We've been getting some texts in already. Tim from Hawthorne has an interesting love affair with TV series Doctor who began when he was a teenager. Now, Jade, what sort of wacky things? I mean, I shouldn't say wacky, like I'm one to judge.
Yeah.
What sort of crazy things did he get up to?
Well, yeah, so he was talking about how he'd made the lists of stories and books and record everything. And he says, I still love it, but back then it was not cool. So, like, you know, now it's cool to be, like, into nerdy things like Doctor Who. So, and he also, what I also found funny is he has another embarrassing hobby. I also used to do my own top 10 singles chart at high school and then put it on my school diary. See, like, that is so...
Tim, that is so, like, something Jade and I would do.
Yeah.
So I feel like you are a child of Different Strokes. We are adopting you. The papers will come in the mail later today because the top 10 singles thing is, like, totally something I would do. I never used to do that in my school diary, but I used to cut out my favourite CD reviews and paste them in a diary.
Yeah.
So it's something similar like that.
And, you know, I had an X-Files scrapbook, Dave, and it was, like, pictures, but then I would also, like, type up my... like my favourite quotes and paste them in there and like put them, assign
them. So was this in
your
school diary?
Yeah, no, this is like I had a separate exercise book where I did this. And then I would like, you know, so it would be from a particular episode. I would find the picture from that episode and then I'd put my favourite quote from that episode with it. And it was just like a complete catalogue of...
Did you ever get into writing your own episodes though of The X-Files?
I did in year 12 for one of my VCE assignments.
Oh, you made it official.
Yeah. I got an A on this, Dave.
It's kind of like the time in year 12 where I reviewed Emma Bunton's album and turned it into a whole feature article as if I interviewed her.
Yeah, I wrote this parody that was an X-Files set in our school, and my English teacher just loved it.
She was living for it.
Yeah.
You're listening to Different Strokes with Jade and Dave on Joy 94.9, where we are proud, we are out and proud about our embarrassing childhood stories and hobbies.
Great shows. Great topics, great radio. Joy 94.9.
Now, we've been talking about embarrassing childhood stories and, you know, there was a little bit of a focus on scrapbooking because that's where, you know, that was one of the things I confessed to.
Yep.
And we got a tweet from that boy, James, saying that he feels like he's kind of missed the boat with scrapbooking.
Yes, and that maybe he's going to start a Different Strokes one so he can catch up.
That's going to be, I'm sure in this day and age you can do like a digital or an online scrapbook.
Yeah.
It's called Pinterest.
Yeah.
But he can.
Yeah, he's going to have to make a Different Strokes Pinterest.
Yes, that's going to be interesting and a little stalkery.
Yeah.
I can't say that I mind because I love the attention.
Rob from Collingwood has texted in. He says, I was also really into the X-Files, did the cutouts, etc. As soon as I turned 18, I got a tattoo of the X on my arm.
Wow.
I had it changed 2 years ago, though.
Aww. Why? Rob, be proud of your X-Files geekdom. You're killing Jade, I have you know. You're killing Jade right now.
Speaking of my geekdom, Dave, I did a podcast during the week for The Box Cutters, which is a TV podcast, and I go into great detail about my X-Files geekdom on that podcast, so you should track it down if you want to hear psychotic I get it.
How psychotic and obsessive she gets about the X-Files.
Dave, interesting that we got the idea for this the embarrassing hobbies thing from a friend of ours admitted to when he was younger. He used to put together PowerPoint presentations as a hobby, and it would be like, you know, he would get his mum to go to work and get pictures on a floppy disk, and he would then bring it home and he would sit on a computer and put together, like, you know, pop music or whatever, PowerPoint presentations. Isn't that like, that's
okay, hang on a minute. Like, shut the front door. We need to talk about this. There's a few steps. First of all, the mum agreed to getting pictures for him from work.
Yeah.
Put it in a floppy disk so he can go home and, I don't know, create PowerPoint presentations of Delta Goodrum. Yeah.
And could you imagine with, like, all the animations and stuff?
The clip art. That's probably, like, one of them with your Delta's face spinning.
We can put music clips underneath it. Oh, God.
Oh my goodness. This is inspiring. Like, this is beyond the realms of my, you know, scrapbooking. Our friend was obviously of a younger generation and was probably more computer inept.
Yeah.
But it was just, it's really interesting how the lengths that people go to in their spare time to amuse themselves.
Yeah. This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9. It is 10 minutes past 8.
Now, Jade, you caught up with the Cairo sometime last week.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I did. They're an indie pop outfit from Brisbane. They were here in Melbourne just for one day for a show, but they'll actually be back in June and July on different shows. And they've just released their first EP with a label. So this is their third EP. The single from that EP that's out at the moment is called Shame, and it's actually been remixed for those of you who like more upbeat things by an indie producer from Melbourne called Coach Bombay. So you can check that out. I believe they're offering it as free download, so definitely check that out if you can find it. We're lucky enough to be joined in the studio today by Ellie and Alf from the Cairos.
Hey, how you going?
Who are your influences?
Well, we're just all influenced by so many different people, like Ruben, our bass player. He loves his hair metal,
and as we all do at heart.
Well, yeah. I was listening to some of your older EPs, and there is stuff that very much sounds like hair metal.
Well, I think we've spent a lot of time in the past being really concerned about what we sound like, and I think we just figured we may as well, if we're going to do this for the long run, we may as well play music that we enjoy playing all together rather than trying to do something, because I suppose it kind of gets boring, like,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, there's so definitely bands, though, that we just love. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
Like Deer Hunter and even some of the old stuff, like, you know, those Beatles records or like Deep Sea Arcade that are a band around now.
And you, I mean, what I found really interesting about you guys is, like, when you listen to the three EPs, so you produced two EPs on your own, and now you've got your first one out that you've produced with a label. There's so many different sounds going on. Like, you can feel that there's a broad range of influences. It's not just sort of this one sound that you're going for.
See, I'm just weirded out that someone's actually listening to it all. It's amazing. I feel,
well, this is what I, yeah.
No, I mean, at the start, we were a different band back then. We were 17 when we wrote those songs for the first EP, so, I mean, they're a lot angstier, I guess.
You've recently released your third EP, as we mentioned, called Colours Like Features, which is your first EP since you've been signed. How do you think you've changed as a band, besides the angst, since you released your first EP?
I don't know. I suppose we figured, like, we had the label thing helping us now, and everything kind of came a bit serious, so we're like, well, we may as well, rather than just release anything we feel like, let's release the songs that kind of have lasted the longest and meant the most to us, and so it's kind of taken a serious path.
Yeah, but still with the fun stuff.
Yeah, right? it's still fun. We're not
the pros. Yeah, it's still fun.
We don't look at our feet like while we play, like for the whole set. But yeah.
How is the process different between recording on your own, your EPs on your own, versus now being with a label and recording this EP?
Well, I mean, on our own, we had no idea what we were doing, and we didn't have advice from other. We had advice, but it was mostly like, yeah, you guys are good. Yeah, you should just record and it'd be great.
Yeah.
So we took that advice to heart and we recorded the first five songs that we'd write, and then didn't have the time to actually construct something that was, you know,
felt definitely rushed, like, in the past.
But I mean, that's the charm about them as well for us. It's like, oh, yeah, that's us at that moment in time.
You've released a remix of the song Shame that's been remixed by Coach Bombay. Yeah. How did that collaboration happen?
Josh, who's our A&R, in Sydney, he was just saying, you know, we should really get a really good remix for this song. And he's like, maybe it'd be a good idea to get like an unearthed artist. So we just kind of had a look around, and he stressed that we get this guy, and we all checked him out, and he was... Obviously, he's really awesome. He was really happy to do it. And, I mean, we got the first, like, mix back, and we just sat there in the room laughing because we were just so happy. Like, we thought it was just...
We turned the lights off and we were dancing.
We just thought...
It was one of those moments.
As silly as that sounds, we thought it was actually really just awesome. Like, we've never had that before happen to a song.
So. Did you have any apprehension about handing over that control to someone else?
No, because we'd already had our own release and our own version of it. So, you know, that was never going to be taken away.
Now, we're talking about 90s boy bands and why they're the best. And I did very rudely discount 50s, 60s, 70s and 80s boy bands. And somebody's texted in going, where do you think your 90s boy bands would have gotten the inspiration from?
Yeah.
So it's kind of saying don't disrespect.
Yeah.
But
I think you always like. I think you always end up being partial to the boy bands you grew up with, right?
That is true. But still, 90s boy bands. I mean, look back at your 60s and 70s and 80s. And did your boy bands look like dolls and, you know, have their own dolls?
Yeah.
Question.
My favorite thing about 90s boy bands, Dave, were the happy pants and all multi different colors, like in each. Each member of the band had their own, like, you know, version of them.
Yeah, it's like they had matching outfits, but even at times it was just like everyone had their own color code or something. Yeah. It was like they were the Power Rangers.
Yeah, or they would have like those suits that had like the big, they were kind of floppy and long, but then they would have like the big shoulder pads.
That is so 90s. Yeah. Everything was just a little bit baggy. But what I really liked about 90s boy bands is that they really were not afraid to take their inspiration from every facet of culture.
Yeah.
Like we had white boys wearing do-rags and looking all hip-hop with a FUBU. You know, it just blew my mind.
And those jeans, like the really baggy jeans too.
The baggy jeans, the ripped jeans. Even at one stage we saw boy bands go into leather.
Ooh.
I'm like, hang on a minute, what's going on here? I think that was like kind of late 90s, early noughties where the leather thing happened. Overalls, going back to early mid-90s.
Yeah, overalls.
That was the thing.
Yeah.
So look back at old pictures of like New Kids on the Block, Backstreet Boys, both of which are still touring the country until next week.
Yep.
Look at pictures of Take That, Human Nature, Five, NSYNC, E17, Jade.
Yeah. Boys to Men.
Oh my goodness. See, I don't think Boys to Men really went all that far out as these other pop acts.
Well, they went very classic. They went suits.
Yeah, they were respectable.
Yeah.
You said we like our trashy, shameless boy bands who would just wear whatever wardrobe had created for them.
I remember as some of the New Kids on the Block, Dave used to wear just overalls with nothing underneath.
That
kind of look. Or, you know, they'd pull like the over, they wouldn't put the overalls all the way up, but they'd have them down, you know. And when you think about it, it's just so like, oh God.
Some of the stuff, hilarious. You know, I don't mind revisiting. I feel like overalls can have a comeback in 2012 and I would make it work.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.